Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Welcome back. I'm Brian. That's Luke. Things are happening.
Things are happening, but we're working on the sound, everyone. So we see the text coming in. We're working on addressing it. The problem is, normally Brian and I are the ones that go and, you know, go underneath behind
and
the scenes
fix the issues that are happening.
But it's really hard to talk into a microphone while that also...
I've done it once before. Actually, when I was setting up the station, I was cutting wire so that I could hook up the Devil's Advocates after Earl Ingram went, because Earl Ingram had the slot here, the 2 o'clock slot before the Devils went on. And I was setting up the station, and I realized I had to hook up one more thing, but Earl was also talking to me, so I was giving political points at the same time as I was cutting wire. You know, a lot of people like to say don't pay attention to to the man behind the curtain, but literally we're the two dudes behind the curtain.
So during Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, you kind of have to pay attention a little bit.
So welcome to the behind the curtain here. So,
but this is a perfect opportunity to plug the Devil Radio app. So go check out Devil Radio app wherever you download apps. Help you better monitor that volume level.
It's pretty good. It's gonna be good, guys. I promise you.
We'll fix it.
I'll get it fixed. Probably during the next break is what I did. I thought I'd fix it during this break. We're going to fix it during the next break. It's going to be fine, and we're all going to be having a great time. I promise you.
Yeah.
Just like Evers will be when he returns to the state capitol next year in a couple weeks, I think.
Yes, I believe middle of February. He plans on giving the state a state of dress from the Capitol.
I'm going to be riveted to my eyelids when he's not an orator.
No, that's fair enough. I do like some of the little colloquialisms that he does, though.
I totally get that. If it could
like
be
put down the pen and get ready to polka or whatever that one was. I like the polka.
I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Please don't understand. I'm not criticizing the man for his oratorial skills, but also don't lie. I still like the guy.
Yeah,
and I still appreciate his humor. And I totally get the euchre stuff. And I appreciate that he's himself and he's not trying to be anybody else. So I mean, on the orator side, I'm not saying that he has to be one. I'm just saying he's not.
Right. Of all the things that he is good at, that might not necessarily be a top of the list. That's all.
Yeah. So him returning to the Capitol to give the State of the State address isn't as exciting as...
Right, but I saw this headline, and to me, Brian, it begged the question, do you think that's a very hospitable area to go and give a speech? Would you be excited to have to go into an area where you know that about, what, two-thirds to three-fourths of the people there are not seeing eye to eye with you politically, and we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and they probably won't be wearing masks? How do you go and because last year he did not go to the Capitol. Yeah. He addressed them through a television set. I believe it was either pre-recorded or he did it through Zoom. I don't quite remember if it was a live address or if it was pre-recorded and then sent to the state capitol.
It existed, right, it happened
and I don't think that there's a problem with that. No. I really don't, because obviously it was the same speech that he was going to give, and a lot of us have had to turn to telecommunications to be able to continue to work throughout the pandemic.
We did that yesterday.
We did. You and I spoke.
They won't let Jimmy Anderson do it, but we can.
Yeah, well, we don't have some, you know, crank like Voss telling us, yes, sir, my friends can do it, but you can't do it.
That's the best part. That's the best part. Is even if you're not necessarily looking forward to listening to Tony Evers, you can always enjoy the child little dunce that is Robin Voss sitting behind Evers, smugly smiling like King Joffrey, thinking he's so cool, but forgetting that everybody around him, even the people that are on his side, really actually hate him because he's really just a cocktail weenie in disguise pretending he's a human.
Yeah, cocktail weenie left out way too long on that party platter.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm trying to go and... I mentioned I'm having issues with food.
You're fine, man.
My CPU's a little bit 20% here, 20% there. And
we got it.
We're gonna get things going here.
Yeah, but Brian, what do you think that would be like to have to go into and give that speech this year? Because we're not out of the pandemic, but he's choosing to go and give it. And I think the vaccination status of a lot of those state assembly members and state senators are probably questionable. We don't know. Andre Jock still hasn't shared whether or not he's vaccinated after his bout in the hospital.
If I were governor and I was going into a state of the state address about this, I would be, again, for The speech I would give would not have gotten me elected governor. Let's just say that. How about that? You know what I mean? Like, I would be excited to go and give a speech in front of this group of people.
People?
I'm sorry. I just, you were unconscious with a freaking tube breathing for you. And then you came out and went, meh.
No, he went no comment. Come on. He did muster up two words exactly. Meh. Yeah. So,
but it's like having, like, literally having a burning bush appear in front of you and God speak to you, telling you, I am, like, this is overwhelmingly
happening. This is real.
This is the most overwhelming evidence possible that there is a deity talking to you, and please just do this. And him going, meh, meh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No comment. Jeez.
Like, what? But again, you're going to give a speech to these people. What a wonderful audience you're going to have.
Yeah, and
like, does he address it like, you know, you're going to talk to a bunch of kindergartners?
That was my next question. It was going to be, obviously, he's laying the groundwork. This past week, we've had several media stories where Evers is saying, hey, I'm still looking for common ground. These are the things that I want to accomplish in 2022. But we all know this is going to be an uphill fight for his reelection if he is to be reelected here in the state of Wisconsin. And I can't imagine that these guys are going to give him any victories this upcoming year.
Why would you?
It's not going to be possible. But Evers is coming at it hopelessly optimistic.
Yes.
And he's really excited to be able to work on a number of issues. And so I guess that's going to be the question, is what kind of response are we going to get from the state legislature? We know that election laws and takeover of election is going to be a number of the bills in this spring session.
How soon are they going to call him radical afterwards? Like, that's another drinking game. Like, how many times it's radical left agenda that Tony... Like, when you think of Tony Evers, do you think of, like, some radical left agenda or something?
No, just
like that?
When you think of Joe Biden, you don't think of some radical left agenda.
radical left, that guy.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got a number of headlines we're going to still get to, but we will also be taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Share your tangent. Let's hear what's going on this Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah! So get